This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Victor on the line. Mr. Victor.
Greetings. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, sir? Great. How
are you, sir? I'm doing great. I'm quite happy that I'm here today.
Thank you so much. Mr. Victor, we know you from TikTok. Maybe a lot of people do not know that you are Victor Sibusiso Ndlovu. I'm sure they do not know that. And where you are from, but we're going to keep that as a secret. Can you briefly introduce yourself to the listeners?
Okay, so I think it's a mystery now. People keep on wondering where I come from, where I'm staying. But I'll keep it as a mystery. Whoever sees me in their country, they'll just know that I am from there. But I keep it unique that way. So I am Victor Sibusiso Ndlovu, raised in the city of Johannesburg. This is me right here. I don't know how to even introduce myself. I'm overwhelmed right now. You can bring on the questions.
You are a global icon, we must say. So when I was doing my research, I learned that Victor created actually the Trigger Dance, hashtag Trigger Dance, which has blown up across the social media platform internationally. Can you share a memorable experience, maybe the video that went viral and how that changed your life?
It was really something that I did not expect at that time, because it was just one day where I was just bored and I just went outside and I just made a dance. I didn't know that it was going to be viral internationally. Without a blink of an eye, I just saw myself trending all over the world, people tagging me, people saying a lot about me, people writing articles, quite a lot of stuff. Well, that opened a lot of doors for me in different aspects, with brands, people wanting to work with me, especially artists. Till today, they want to work with me. So that was really quite an a big blow up for me.
And also, Mr. Victor, we got a copy now of a GQ magazine, which was published earlier in 2022, and you were regarded, or you regarded yourself as a passionate advocate of telling African tales and stories. And you have been named the king of African TikTok by so many people and in media. How has that experience now been?
Okay, first things first, I appreciate that what people have named me. So king of African TikTok mostly comes from me accommodating all nationalities and all mostly, let me say, 90% of different types of languages. So if you check a look at my videos, you find that I do a lot of languages, which now confuses people to think, where is this guy from? So in everything that I do, I make sure that I accommodate all Africans, because I believe that as Africans, we are one people, because Africa is a beautiful nation. So I try my best to accommodate every country, every language. Hence people call me the African King, and people I wrote that I tell African tales. So in my journey, I always make sure that I research about Africans, I research about different countries, so that I can be able to accommodate them in my videos as well.
Wonderful. Now, going back to now the entrepreneurial journey, you are an executive and entrepreneur with a substantial expertise in technology, mining, transport, tourism, water, winery, fleet management, media, and consultants. So just to name a few, and you have served as a group vice chairman or CEO and a co-founder of Abana Group. Tell us about your entrepreneurial journey. Just take us through how has it been?
It has been quite interesting, actually, because the business industry is not quite easy. It has its own challenges that comes your way, because I believe in not depending on one income. So behind the TikTok doors, I have to be in the office as well, trying my best to bring something on the table in my family's house. But the business industry is quite challenging. It means you to have a passion and a vision. So mostly my vision and my interest in the logistics and transport and fuel industry has been quite interesting. I've met different people. I've experienced quite a number of challenges, but I would say that it's an interesting journey for me, and I can't wait to see what this year has up for me.
Now, doing all this thing, it's a lot of things, Mr. Victor. Someone will want to know, what did you study, like your academic qualification, if you don't mind sharing?
That one is a quite an interesting one.
Yeah.
So when I finished matric, I didn't go to university at the time. I didn't have the support to finish up with my studies, but God has been quite great for me. I started venturing into business, meeting different types of people. In that, I had opportunities to be able to study transport, the transport industry, and as well with the team that has been moving with me. We have private corporations that has been assisting me with my education background as well. So that is something that has been happening in my life. As you can see, normally I don't really disclose on social media what I currently do. But yeah, I would say I studied transport, and now I'm venturing into fuel.
Now, let us look back now at your very first TikTok video. Tell us, maybe if you still remember it, and how was the reception after that video?
My first video, it was one of those lip sync videos for music.
Yeah,
I remember it had zero likes, and maybe like 100 views at that time. It wasn't something that I was taking seriously, but yeah, it was just one of those videos. I can't really remember which song was it, but it was just one of those videos.
Now you're standing at 3.8 million followers on TikTok. Not 1 million, not 2 million, but 3.8. You are almost 4 million followers on TikTok. Tell us about the feeling, you know, reaching your first million.
The feeling was quite overwhelming when I reached my first million. It was really exciting at that point. I can't believe it, because when I think of a million, it's something that can fill up quite a lot of stadiums. So when I think in that manner, it's quite interesting. So I think I want more. I feel like 3 million is too small for me, but I think I want more. I think I want more so that I can... yeah, feel it properly.
Yeah, you are going for 4 million. Mr. Victor, social media can be vile. There is bashing like left, right, and center. And also the bashing one might receive can be emotionally burdening. So how do you handle the criticism or the negative feedback from your videos?
Yeah, that one is quite... something that is really draining at some point, because sometimes you feel like not wanting to make content anymore because of different types of attacks that comes in many ways. Sometimes they get physical, but this is something that I think I have now mastered in the mind. If I see any bad comment, if I see any bad people trying to throw or write wrong things about me, I just kneel down and pray about it, and then I forget. I hardly look at what people are really saying about me or about my life. So I think that's one thing that helps me to control what I do. So I control what I feed my mind with, so that I'm able to make content for people and live with my life in a peaceful way.
Back in the years, I did watch one of your videos, and I saw this guy was saying, "Oh, don't forget to start telling Tom is it." Then I asked myself, "How?" Because now maybe Kubantu Besilisa, they were not that fond of you. Maybe because their girlfriends, they had a crush on you, something like that. Like that alone can actually be tempting for umuntu who's in the spotlight and also being seen by millions and millions of people. How did you keep that composure and also keep on building your brand despite all these attacks that were thrown at you?
I think I'll say that this is the power of the mind, how you take what the world brings to you. Because a lot of people, they do fall when they see a lot of attention coming their way. I'm a dedicated person and I keep my vision aligned. No matter how many people are looking at me or are coming after me, I don't pay attention to that. Basically, I don't even feel famous. I just feel like a normal person. Because in the eyes of God, we are all one. I try my best. I know people say, I take their girlfriends in there, but I do have my own girlfriend. So
yeah,
you know. So I try my best.
It's nice. Now, speaking of content creation, it is the fastest growing industry and it has made a lot of people a lot of money. Now, the platform like TikTok are making it easier for content creators to get themselves out there. How has your journey been as far as content creation is concerned?
My journey has been quite good, quite interesting as well. I've worked with different types of brands. And it does really make quite a lot of money for influencers.
Yeah.
Not that much as it's supposed to be. We are in Africa. So Africa doesn't really have a lot of benefits when it comes to content creation. You have to now work hard for yourself and get those brands. That's how you can actually make it. But if it was in other countries, like overseas, you're able to get funds automatically because of what you're doing. But in Africa, you have to make sure that you work hard and generate that money for yourselves. But normally through brands, when you get a good deal with brands, you get some good cash.
How can now the other creators actually navigate their way through and maybe monetize their content or actually score ama ambassadorship?
So that one, you have to make sure that your content, when you're making content, you're someone that's dedicated, someone that doesn't do anything that when brands come to you, they'll think twice and like, I can't work with this one. We can work with that one. You have to be unique in your own way to make sure that you attract brands to be able to work with you. So that's the number one goal, to be unique so that you attract the brands. You have to provoke them, even if you're not getting paid. Sometimes you have to use... maybe let's say, for example, you want to use Colgate. You must sometimes play with Colgate. You never know what companies are watching and looking at you. So the best way is to be dedicated in what you do and try your best to grow your fan base so that you can be able to attract these companies. Then after that, you can also try to reach out to them and pitch your brand to them. But normally, when you're good at what you do, automatically you just attract them.
Let us speak now. I want to know, what is the idea behind the content that you have recently came up with called the Certified Sugar Daddy?
I know a lot of people have been asking me that question. Where is that coming from? Is it an afterlife thingy?
Yeah.
Well, I like content. I like to make content that relates to people, like things that are actually happening out there. It's something that is interesting. So when you do something that is relatable to people, you can see them reacting and say, yeah, it's actually true. So this is indirectly that something that I do to make people aware of what is happening out there, at the same time trying to entertain people, but at the same time giving them knowledge of what is going on in the real world. So it's something that just came up. I don't know how it came up, but it just came up.
Nice, nice. You are doing a lot of things, Mr. Victor. One will ask, Kukutena, how do you actually stay relevant, especially on TikTok? You are a busy person. How do you make sure that at least you post a video and also be able to attend your other errands?
I'm good at multitasking. So most of the times I make content in bulk, so that whenever I'm busy, I just post, because posting is doesn't really like take much of your time. You just take your phone, then you post, then you continue doing what you're doing. So normally I just make content in batches. Then when days come, I just post. There's no day that I'll say I'm too busy to post any content, but I try my best.
Do you have maybe a manager or a personal assistant?
My personal assistant for now is my lady. My managers, I have managers in different countries.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get like a permanent manager. I'm looking for someone who's professional for that, because it's been difficult to find someone who is dedicated to work with me. But yeah, so the office is open for anybody who wants to come and apply.
Okay. We're going to ask you how today apply. Now, getting to the hot seat questions, Mr. Victor, where we're just having fun, nothing humiliating of some sort, just having fun on the Hlanganani Midday Show. We want to know, who is your favorite TikToker at this moment?
Yeah, that question is a very tricky one.
Yeah.
Favorite. That's a bit difficult to answer that one.
Yeah.
Okay, let me just say my favorite at the moment that I can think of right now is William Crest.
Oh, yes. Yes, the comedian.
Yeah,
it's doing great. Now, speaking of the atrocities that are going on the socials, we have something that we call the cyberbullying. There are many people that have been victims of cyberbullying. What could be the word you can actually convey to people out there?
Okay, being also one of the victim of people that have been cyberbullied, what I've always told myself and what you can tell yourself is that anybody that bullies you, don't consider them as a human being. Mm. Sometimes you can consider them as just a spirit that is just hovering around. But mostly, in a positive way, when someone is bullying you on social media, consider them as someone who loves you, because you're doing something that impacts other people. When you do something that makes people talk, meaning that you're doing something great. So anybody that bullies you means that you're doing something that is good. So you must continue affecting them, you must continue poking them, actually, so that they keep on talking and talking until they start loving you. So yeah, that's how I keep my mind intact like that.
Wow. You are a king of African TikTok. But we have a last question for you, and you have to choose one, not two, not three, but one. What is your favorite country in Africa?
Favorite country in Africa?
Yeah, not two, not, I don't actually look for the answer as what all the countries in Africa. No, one.
Favorite country in Africa. Okay, looking at my statistics or my analytics, I would say my favorite country in Africa is South Africa. For now.
Yeah, you're from South Africa. Tell them.
South Africa is my favorite country because the support there is quite big. You said I'm going to choose one, but I was going to say also Nigeria and Zambia, but anyway, it's fine. South Africa takes the trophy.
So Nigeria falls second.
Yeah, Nigeria for second, then third, Zambia, fourthly, Zimbabwe, fifth, Botswana, Uganda, Kenya, Tanzania. I will mention everyone now, you see.
South Africa, we are winning. And also, we did make it to the last 16 on Africa Cup of Nations. So,
we see now. Congratulations, South Africa.
Yeah, we're still winning. Mr. Victor, thank you so much for joining us. We know that your schedule is quite tight, but you actually made time for EMUT Radio. So, from the EMUT Radio, Imangosuthu University of Technology, and also from the Macombs Department and EMUT Radio, we want to thank you for your time, and we wish you all the best for 2024. Maybe someone want to follow you on the social media platform. You can just tell them.
Thank you so much for hosting me. It's really an honor to be on this platform. I look forward to more invites in the future. God bless you so much. So if you just want to follow me, it's Victor Ivek on all social media platforms except Facebook and Instagram. Is Victor Sposison Global. All my pages are verified. And yeah, for those that want to apply to be my manager, just send me a DM, then I'll give you my email. Thank you so much, guys, and I really appreciate you all, and I love you so much. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Victor. Have a good one.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.